Today's daf is Menaches daf Mem Dalet, and we will begin 12 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Bey. Zok to Gemara, Tanya, Hoy Ramei Roy Mer, Manish Tane Tcheles Mikol Minei Tzivoinim. Why is it that the Torah chose the color Tcheles for tzitzis versus all the other colors in the world? Says the Gemara, because there's a symbolism in Tcheles that goes to the root of what Tzitzis represents. Shat Tcheles doimel yam, because Tcheles looks like the yam. V'yam doimel rekiya. V'rekiya lekisei hakoved. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'tachas raglov kemasei livnas hasapir uke'etzem hashamayim lutayar. The Pasuk describes the sky, the shamayim, as being sapir, sapphire, that's blue. V'ksiv kemari even sapit muskisei. The Kisei HaKovet is also sapphire, it's also blue. Thus, when a person sees Tcheles, it's supposed to immediately click. Tcheles, Doimel Liyam, Doimel Lerekia, Doimel Lekisei HaKovet, it's supposed to remind you of the Shechina, Kaviyachal, of the Kisei HaKovet. It's for that reason we picked Tcheles, and that's of course based on the idea that we'll speak a little bit more about later in the daf, and that is the Torah says very, very clearly what the purpose of tzitzis. So if the purpose of tzitzis is to bring a person to ischartem as kol mitzvah Hashem, there's an added symbolism in the color tcheles, because tcheles is supposed to take you, it connects you to the kisei hakavod, thus it's tcheles rather than all the other minei tzevayim. Another classic. So if somebody doesn't put on tzitzis, he's going to be punished. But the punishment that he'll get for not wearing lavan is greater than the punishment for not wearing tcheles. Says the Gemara, Mashal ma, davadayim l'malach basav adam, sh'amal l'shnei avadav. And this can be explained with a mashal to a melech who had two slaves. Le'echad amar, one of them he told, havei l'chaisim shaltit, bring me a signet of tit. Ule'echad amar, the other one he said, havei l'chaisim shalzahav, bring me a signet of gold. U'pashu shnei v'loi haviyo. And both of them didn't bring. Says the Gemara, izeu mem ayin she meruba. Who's going to be punished more severely? Havi yoy mezesh amalei haval l'chaisim shaltit v'loi havi. Why? Because it's so much easier to bring a chaisim shaltit than it is to bring a chaisim shalzahav. The Lavan part of the tzitzis is much easier to be mekayim than the tcheles. I mean, today certainly, because we're not even sure if we have tcheles. But even once upon a time, tcheles, the Gemara says, was dom of yikarim. I mean, that it was expensive. So it was comparable to the chosim shalzav. So if a person is not mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, I hear. But gadol oinchen shalavan yosem mi oinchen shal tcheles, because lavan is so much easier to be mekayim than tcheles is. Thus, someone who's not mekayim lavan will be punished more harshly than someone that doesn't bring tcheles. Tosfos says that the mashal and the nimshal in this story are actually very much related to each other. So very often you have a mashal that it really has no shaykhis to the nimshal other than the punchline. But over here Tosfos says Chazal were very, very precise with the mashal that they chose. What was the mashal? There was a melech who told two avadim, I want you to bring the signet. One of them he said, bring me a chaysim shal tit. The other one he said, bring me a chaysim shal zav. Says Tosfos that tzitzis is really a chaysim. That's what it is. We're avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we wear tzitzis, it's chaysim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's on us. Now you know what a chaysim is? A chaysim is a signet that masters would use to brand their animals, to brand their slaves. So slaves back in the day would be branded, literally, as slaves to show there was something in their guf that suggested that they're not a free man and that they belong to some plantation owner, whoever exactly it was. But the point is, they physically would brand the slaves. And that's what tzitzis is. When we wear tzitzis, we're branding ourselves as being avad of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, more about that later as well. A person is obligated to make 100 brachas every day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimcha. That's of course the end of the pasuk. Okay, and now tikri ma ela meya. That's pasuk shan in this drasha, as if to say that not ma Hashem elikecha shayel mimcha, but rather meya Hashem elikecha shayel mimcha. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is 100. 100 what? 100 brachas. Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Avi b'Shabbatu b'Yom Tovi on Shabbos and Yontif, where you don't have the 18 or the 19 brachas of Shemayin Esrei. Thus, it was a little bit more challenging to come up with 100 brachas. So, what would they do? Tarach u'mamalilu b'sparmiki u'magdi. They would bring things that smell good and food that tasted good. So, they would make up the mayor brachas that they didn't have from tefillah with brachas of Birchas Hanenim. The bottom line is a well-known Gemara. Everybody's familiar with this. Rav Meir is the one that used to say it. It's not Amar Rav Meir. It's Hoyer Rav Meir. Omer Rav Meir Flake Zugin. Chayev Adam Levarich Meir Brachas Bechol Yam. So just to digress for one moment, Tosfos says that there's an interesting remez in the word ma to Meir Brachas. A pashup shot. What's the drashup? Like Rashi says, Al Tikri Ma Ela Meir. Tosfos says that the word ma ba'at bash converts to Yud Tzadik. So the Aleph switches with the Tav, the Beis with the Shem. If you do at Bash, Ma becomes Yud Tzadik. Yud Tzadik is Oyla L'Kuf. It's Begematria 100. So it says, Tosfos right here, Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that there's a remez to the Meir Brachis in the word Ma, not Al Tikri Ma Ela Meir, but in Ma itself. Ba'at Bash, you get Yud Tzadik, and you have the Gematria, that's what gets it. If you take a look at the Das Kenim Bali Tosfos and Parshas Ekev, so the Das Kenim has an Arichos of Ramazan throughout Tanakh to this idea of Meir Brachas, just to mention a few. Number one, the rest of the story with the Meir Brachas, of course, is that in the times of David HaMelech, there was a Magefa. And David HaMelech didn't know what to do. And the Magefa was that 100 people were dying every day. So David HaMelech made this Takana. This is from the Takanas of David HaMelech. He said 100 Brachas a day. And as soon as the Yidden started saying 100 Brachas a day, the Magefa stopped. So the Takana of Meir Brachas actually traces itself back to David HaMelech. Chazal say that the Pasuk says, Hagever Hukam Ol. So this is a pasuk that we spoke a lot about in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, because Chazal say, what does it mean that David HaMelech was Hukam Ol? He established Ol. It's referring to the oil of Tshuva, that David HaMelech is the Baal Tshuva after the story of Maisa Bacheva. If there's a Yochid that's ever going to say, I did an Avera that's beyond the scope of Tshuva. Yeah, okay, and even if I do Tshuva, but how close could it bring you to Hashem? David HaMelech Techiach. Nu'um Hagever Hukam Ol. It's referring to the oil of Tshuva. But say Chazal, the word Ol is Begematria 100. It's Ayin Lamed. And it's this Hukam Ol was, he established this Takana of Meir Brachas, and through the Takana of Meir Brachas, that stopped the Magefa. That's the Nu'um HaGever Hukam Ol. That's Kenan Bali Tosis brings, that the Pasuk says, Hine Kichein Yevoirach Gover. Says the Daskenim, Kichein is Begematria 100. Ki is Kof Yud is 30. Chein is Kof Nun is 70. 30 and 70 is 100. Ki Chein Yevoirach Gover. Daskenim says something unbelievable. We say every day, Moidim Anachno. Right? Shemay Nesrei. We say Moidim. Daskenim says that really, if you think about it, the word should not have been Moidim. It should have been Mishtachavim. So why do we use the word Moidim? In fact, he brings that Targum Yonison says, whenever you have the word Mishtachavim, so Targum Yonison is always good. For example, Mishtachavisi L'Hashem Alekecha says the Targum Yonison, V'oideisi Kodem Hashem Alekach. So really, Hoidah is the interpretation, it's the Aramaic for Mishtachavah, and based on grammar and the Lashon of Tefillah, Daskenim argues that what we should have said every day is, shouldn't have said Moidim and Moidim Durabunan. What we should have said was Hishtachavaya. That should have been the right word. So why is it Moidim? Because Moidim is Gematria 100. And it's exactly. And being a Moidim is Gematria 100, says that Askenim Bali Tosis, that if a person says Moidim and he has in mind properly, it's as if he said 100 brachas. The bottom line is there's an idea of Meir brachas and there's an idea of saying Moidim b'chol koiches. I was thinking, you know, it's interesting that it comes out 100 seems to be some idea of Shleimus. Right, 100 brachas, that's like Kiyim Le'iro, I see, that when a person expresses again 100 times a day, Baruch Ato Hashem Aleikenu Melech HaOlam, this idea of saying Moidim Bechol Kavona, it's as if you said 100 brachas, because it seems to be some a way of serving Hashem and acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ofen Shleimus. And 100 in this sugya of Meir Brachas, I think very much screams Shleimus. 100 times is Shleimus. Yet Chazal say, Eine Doima, Misha Shoina Perkei Meir Pamim, Lemeir Vecha Pamim. Thy number is always 101. So is it 100 or is it 101? Right, Moshe Feinstein, 101 times finishing Shas, twice, and the Chassam Sofer. Right now, we're going to start saying Mashal Ruach HaMarid HaGashem. So some people have a minhag based on Shulchan Aruch, Maram Rutenberg, that if you say 90 times Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGashem, then you have a suffix. If you said it or not, then it's okay. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chassam Sofer that he says, no, it's not enough to do it 90 times, you have to do it 101 times. It's based on a Tshuva Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer was bothered that it really comes back to a Yerushalmi, that if for 30 days in a row, 30 days in, you have a suffix. If you said Mashav Ruach, then you could assume you said Mashav Ruach. What happened in 30 days? So Pasha, because you said Mashav Ruach 90 times. Chassam Sofer says 90 times. What is 90 times? Where do you find the chazak of 90? What kind of, it's not a Jewish number, 90. What's 90? Since when did 90 become a number? Right, 90 is not a number, says the Chassam Sofer to Tais. And he has a brilliant cheshbon. We've spoken about it in the daf in the past. It's in a tshuva somewhere. But the point is, it's not 90. It's really 101. He says the Yerushalmi, which is the Makarta de Salacha, was referring to Meir Atal. And he says, if you make a cheshbon in 30 days from when you start saying Meir Atal, you're going to say it 101 times. 101 is a number, right? To 101. That's a Jewish number. And that's the Makarta this Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah says that people that do, they say Bevasachas 90 times. The real, if you want to be Mahadar, the Chassam Sofer, the Tshuva, be Yotze, that Shita, you should do it not 90 times, but the number is 101. So in this Sugi, it's 100. It's 101, but I think it's a Tais. I think, what's the whole point of the point is 101 is Shlemus, or the point is 100 Shlemus? And as you see in the Sugi of Meir Brachas, the point is that you think you got Shlemus. Why? I learned the Sugi 100 times. How many times am I supposed to learn it? No. That, you're right. You did it in such a chashava amount. You did it in the amount of Shlemus, of Meir Brachas. You got it right. Still, ain't a dime. If you do it one more time, it's even greater. It's ain't a dime. It's like no shaykhis. You only did it 100, which is taka shlemus. It's a gate fighter. It's a feichba, a feichba, a feichba, a feichba. I was a feichba already 100 times. What more can I squeeze out of the sugya? That's Torah. Torah is Rechavim Minyan. And ain't a dime of the 101st time to the 100 times. It's not the pshat that the Shlemus was 101. I think the Shlemus was 100. I think the whole significance of 101 is fakir. That it's ain't a dime one more than what we would deem as Shlemus. Either way, says the Gemara Vayta. Tanya hay Rameir Oymer, Chayiv Adam Levarach Shalish Brachis B'chol Yoyim. Rameir used to say that a person has to make 3 brachas every morning. Elohe, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Haolam, Sha'asani Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Yasani Isha, and Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Yasani Bor. What's a bor? So if you look at Tosfos on the top Tosfos on Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph, so Tosfos says a bor is someone that doesn't know Mikra, he doesn't know Mishnah, he doesn't have Derech Eretz, and he says that the reason we don't make this bracha today because it's loy shchiach. A bor is a lay degayer on a whole novel level. But so the point is that something that's not so shchiach. Either way, that's a bracha that we don't make today. But Rameh says the 3 brachas a person's supposed to make every day. Shosani Yisrael, Shalo Yosani Isha, Shalo Yosani Bor. Rabach Bar Yaakov, Shami Lebre, Dabakam Avarach, Shalo Yosani Bor. Amale, Kulei Hai Nami, you're supposed to make that bracha? Amale Velomai Mavarach, what should you make? So he said, no, you're supposed to make, instead of Shalo Yosani Bor, there is a 3rd bracha, and the 3rd bracha is Shalo Yosani Oved. Fake the Gemara, Hainu Isha, isn't Evan and Isha the same thing? What's the difference between Shalo Yosani Isha, Shalo Yosani Oved? And really, the rest of the story of the kasha is what do you mean when you make a bracha shlo yasani isha? Wow, I'm so happy that I'm not a woman. No, really, what it means is because a woman has less mitzvahs than a man. She's parted from mitzvahs esdish as mangarama, right? A woman doesn't have to sit in a sukkah. This coming week, she doesn't take dalad minim. She's an inner mitzvah voice, whereas a man does. So she's missing out on those mitzvahs, and that's the tifkait of the bracha of shalai yisani isha. So l'chayr shalai yisani yavet is the same thing as la la mi isha. But the Gemara says that eved ziltve. At the same time, it's true that from a mitzvah perspective, isha and eved are the same, but an eved is ziltve mi isha. That's obvious, and it's for that reason, even though you made the bracha already, shalai yisani isha, you're also supposed to make the bracha shaloi osani of it. So essentially what came out from the Gemara is 3 brachas. Either shosani Yisrael shaloi osani isha shaloi osani bor, or it's shosani Yisrael shaloi osani isha shaloi osani of it. So what we do is that we make 3 brachas. We don't make shaloi osani bor. Tais has already addressed that. We make shaloi osani of it, shaloi osani isha, but we don't make a bracha shosani Yisrael. What we do is we make a bracha shaloi osani goy. And the truth is that the Poiskim, the Magen Avraham, and the Bach, and the Taz, in Hilchas Brachas, and Eirich Chaim, Simim Vambav, they ask the question, that why do we make the bracha, Shaloi Osani Goy, why don't we make the bracha, Shaloi She'osani Yisrael? And the Poiskim say, based on the Gemara Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yudim Lamed Aleph, that for 2.5 years, the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel went at it. And they argued and they debated. Noyach loy la'adam shenivra or noyach loy la'adam shaloy nivra? Meaning, we're here and we have to make the best of it. But the question is, in a perfect world, pun intended, would Hashem have, would we have chosen to have come on this world and have to deal with the trials and the tribulations and all the nesyonos, hoping that we'd make it out alive so that one day we'd be zoicha to be mistoif of betzilah shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, maybe to the contrary. Because statistically speaking, it's so hard for a person to actually to make it out alive and to do everything that he's supposed to do. So the Gemara says, the Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim of Hillel, we don't know who said what. The bottom line is, the Baskol said, Noyach Leil Adam Shaloi Nivra Yosem Mishanivra. That's the way it was resolved. It was resolved, Noyach Leil Adam Shaloi Nivra. But now that we were born, Yafashvish Mimaisav, Yamashvish Mimaisav, let's make the best of it. But the point is that the Gemara comes out, the Maskana, and Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that it was Noyach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra Yosef Mishanivra. So says the Magen Avraham, being that it was Noyach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra, so you don't make a bracha Shasani Yisrael. Because we're going to go now, we're going to make a bracha Shasani Yisrael. You know, we're not thanking Hashem for bringing us onto this world. To the contrary, Noyach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra. What we're saying is, okay, Shkayach Shalai Yisani Goy, Shalai Yisani Oved, Shloisani Isha, but not Sheosani Yisrael, because that would suggest that we're actually grateful for the fact that we were created, and that the Loika Maskonas HaGemara in Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara comes out, Noyach Leil Adam Sheloi Nivra Yosef Mishin Nivra. I'll tell you a nice aura that I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, on his Sefer Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, he's medayik, the Lashon HaGemarach, Noyach Loi La'adam. What's this Lashon? Noyach Loi La'adam. So he brings from Sfarim that made this diak. And he himself argues that's not such a good diak, because really, there are many places in Shas where you find the word Noyach, and it's Noyach Loi. Even in Aramaic, it's Nichole, right? You find Noyach Loi, Nichole. So he says, grammatically, I don't know if it's such a kasha. But the bottom line is, he brings from a sefer Nishmas Adam, with a Nishmas Adam asks, what's this Lashon HaGemara, Noyach Loi La'adam? Havalei L'meiman Noyach Loi La'adam. So he says that the emes is like this, is that the poskim say that you don't make the bracha Shasani Yisrael, you make the bracha Shaloi Yisani Goy. Why? Because, like we just spoke after, the Magen Avraham, because Noyach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra. So he says, Rishlaim the Kluger and a Tshuva, and in a few of his Sfarim ask, a Gevaldik Akasha. He says, number one, under the Chuppah, you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yoitzer Adam. Why are you making a bracha, Yoitzer Adam? The Chura, if you don't make the bracha, Shasani Yisrael, because Noyach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra, so why are you making the bracha, Yoitzer Adam? He says, we say in Davening, Baruch Elokeinu Shebrono Lechvaydai. Baruch Elokeinu Shebrano. Why are we saying the bracha Baruch Elokeinu Shebrano Lechvaydei? I thought Noyach Leil Adam Shalai Nivra. That's why we don't make the bracha Asani Yisrael. Bayre Nefashis Rabbis Vechesroinon. That's also a bracha. We're thanking Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem. Bayre Nefashis Rabbis. Why are you making a bracha? Bayre Nefashis Shalai Asani Goy. But not a bracha. Kutakasha. So he says, a Gevaldige Yisai. He says that that's true, that in terms of each individual, if you ask a man, would it have been better that you were born and not born? Noyach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra Yosef Mishanivra. Why? Because each person, the chances are that he's going to stumble. And it's for that reason he probably would have been better off not been born. But as far as the Ummah HaKlali, the Ummah Yisraelis as a whole, of course for Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's great that it's a Jewish nation. Because there's always going to be Tzaddikim and Yechidim, and there's going to be a Kaliv Ben Yefuna and a Yeshua Ben Nun, and there's going to be the two of the 600,000 that the Gemara talks about in Perek Cheluk. There's always going to be the Tzaddikim are going to do the right thing. It's just that each individual, from the individual's perspective, it would have been better not. From the Tzibur's perspective, it's better. It would be better, yeah. He says, when it comes to a bracha from the tzibur perspective, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu. This is Klal Yisrael. Yoitzer HaAdam. This is Klal Yisrael. Whenever the bracha is Bayrei Nefashos, then you can make a bracha. Because as far as the Ummah HaKlali, yeah, then it's Noyach LaAdam Shenivra. Each individual, you wake up in the morning, you're not going to say Baruch Atah Hashem. I'm talking about myself now. Sheosani. No, you don't want to make a bracha that I was created Sheosani Yisrael, or that I was created at all. Because and from the individual, he says, that's the Lashon Noyach Loi. Because you're right, as far as the Ummah goes, it's Noyach Lo Adam Shenivra. Oh, but Noyach Loi, if I am alein, each Yachid, there it's Takta Noyach Loi Lo Adam, Shaloi Nivra, Yosef Mishanivra. Either way, Zach the Gemara Vaito, another classic. Tanu Rabbanon, Chilazoin. So the Tchelis comes from the Chilazoin. So what's the Chilazoin? We already went through this together on Friday. Zeu Gufoi Doima Liyam, the Mara Haguf, Rashi says, is similar to the color of the yam. Ubriyasai doima ledag. It's somehow doima to a dag. Rashi in Perek Chelek says that it's a telas. The Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Heim and Aleph, seems to suggest that if you want to extract the blood from the chilazin, you had to crack something, which would suggest a shell, thus the snail. Either way, the oila, and it's oila, echad l'shivim shana. Where's it oila from? Rashi says over here, oila min ha'aretz. Rabbi Kaveh Gilgilin Ashas sends you to all the Rashis and Shas that say that it's oila min ayam. Rashi in Megillah, Davav Amir Aleph, says it's oila min ayam leharim, that it lives somehow in the mountains, or it's a mountainous creature of some sort. What does it mean, 170 years? So once every 70 years there was a chilazin. So we spoke out on Friday that what it means is it was rare. And just like the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Makis that a Sanhedrin would kill once every 70 years, means once there was a calendar, once every 70 years, or it means it was a very, very rare thing. So to the chilazin, it was hard to find. With its dam, we get tcheles, lefichach dam of yukarim, and therefore it's very expensive because it's oila echel l'shivim shana. The bottom line is, this is the starting point when you sit down to understand the physical characteristics of the chilazin. Obviously, there's a lot of other gemaras we have to get to, some of which we spoke to on Friday. The inkamakoy. Zok the gemara by Tanya. Amar Rab Nosson, another classic. In l'chol kol mitzvah kalish eksuva b'toyra she'ein matan schara ba'olam hazeh. There's no mitzvah, even a mitzvah kala in the Torah, where a person will not be rewarded in Olam Hazeh. And you can see, as the Gemara is about to demonstrate, sometimes what that reward in Olam Hazeh is. As it relates to the reward in Olam Haba, any idea. That's Ayin Lai Ras, or Kimzu Wasecha, says the Gemara. Kam say Ulamami mitzvah sitzis. And if you want an exhibit, Exhibit A, for what it means that a person who keeps a mitzvah will be rewarded on this world, take a look at the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is a mitzvah kalo, by the way. Let's see it. Maisa ba'adam echad shayu zarbe mitzvah tzitzis. It was a story with a person who, as we'll see, wasn't the greatest shenste yid in the world, but at the same time, he was very careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shama sheyesh zoyin nebekrak yayam. Here there's a zoyin on the other side of the world. Shenai tell us dalid meyoy suhuvim b'schara, that she charges 400 zuhuvim. She gerla arba meyoy zuhuvim. He sent her the 400 meyoy zuhuvim, and he took the track to go meet her. V'kavol hazman, and he made a patan. Shegi hazmanoy, when the time came, Baba Yoshev al Pesach, he came to this zoyin's front door. Nichnas ha-shivchasa, the shivcha came and told the zayna, that person that sent you the 400 zuvim, he arrived. And he's by the front door now. So the zayna told the shivcha, tell him to come inside. Nichnas, he comes inside. He tzielah, she was obviously waiting for him, and she set up for him zayin mitos, 7 beds. Sheishal kasef, 6 of them were made out of silver. V'achas shal zav, one was made out of gold. Ubein kol achas v'achas, and between all these beds, sulam shal kasef, there was a ladder, and the ladder too was made out of kesef. Ve'elyoina, the top ladder, Shalzav, was made out of gold. Also, this zoyna went, v'yashva al gabi elyoina, she was sitting on top of the 7th bed, kishehi aruma, v'afhu ala leishev arum kinect, and he wanted to do the same thing. So he's climbing up the ladder, and he's getting undressed as he's climbing up. Came to take off his tzitzis, bo dalet tzitzis of a tafchalei upon him. His tzitzis hit him in the face, nishmat, this whole the beds and the ladders, everything went tumbling down. V'yoshalei agabi karka, he fell on the floor. V'afhi nishmita, v'yoshalei agabi karka, and she too fell on the floor, and she was sitting next to him. Amraloi, she tells him, Gapa shal roimi, she swears in the name of some Roman officer, she'eni man michtcha, I'm not going to let you leave my house, asher toimili ma mum roispi, because she took it somehow as if he wanted to leave. That Hagam, he had traveled and he sent her all this money, but now all of a sudden he decided that no, he's not interested in doing the Avera. And she took it personally. And she's like, what mum did you see in me that suddenly you're having second thoughts? Oh, my Lord, he told her, Avoida, I swear, I've never seen such a beautiful woman like you. Ela mitzvah achas sivan echadosh baruchu, v'tzitzishma, Chadosh Baruch gave us one mitzvah, and the name of the mitzvah is tzitzis. V'kosav ba, and in the parish of tzitzis it says, Ani Hashem alekeichem, asher itzei se'eschem eretz, mitzvahim liyas lachem alekeichem, Ani Hashem alekeichem emes. It says Ani Hashem alekeichem twice. Shtei pub. And the reason it says it twice is Ani husha asa li para, v'ani husha asa li shalom. Because it represents schar va'oinish achshav. So this person told this zayna, nidma alai kedalad edim, I saw my 4 tzitzis, the dalad kanfais, and they were 4 witnesses. That's what I was looking at, and I realized that one day they're going to testify what I did and the avera that I was about to do, and it's for that reason I'm walking out. It has nothing to do with you. This is all about me. I had this hisoiris, this spirit tshuva. I can't do it. Amru lo, so she continued, and she said, any manichtecha at your timely, I'm not going to let you leave unless you tell me mashmecha, what your name is, umashem ircha, the name of your city, umashem Umashem Rabbah, I want the name of your Rebbe. Umashem Medrashach, and I want to know the base medrash that you learn it. She was so inspired by this yid that she decided that she wants to be Megayer. And what she did was, she had a lot of money, and she divided her money into thirds. Shlish l'malchus, a third she gave to the malchus. Rashi says, you know why she had to give it to the malchus? Because she needed permission to be able to convert. Shlish l'aniyim, a third she gave to tzedakah. Shlish not l'biyad, and a third she took for herself. Chutzmi, oisa matzah, it's with exception of those beds. And these were expensive beds. They were made out of silver, they were made out of gold. Ubas beis mitzrasha, yishra b'chiyo. And she had a ketove, she had an address, she knew where this young man weren't, and she walks into Beis Medrash, she walks into his koilel. Amar lei Rebbe, she goes to Reb Chiya. He said, Savei olai v'yasuni giyaris, I want to be Megayer. Amar lo biti, shemei necha nosato be'echa min ha-talmidim, is this a sincere geiris? Or maybe you met, you know, one of my talmidim and you want to marry them, and that's what's motivating this. So she says, you really want to know? I'm going to tell you. Hoitziya ksav miyada. She took out this ksav from her hand, and she told Reb Chiya the whole story. Amalah, Reb Chiya was so taken aback, and clearly her wanting to convert was sincere because she was so impressed by this person and the hira tshuva that he had, and he was willing to forgo. This is a nice avacious paitifa, right? He was willing to forgo a serious avera, although he was mamish in the avera because of this hira tshuva that he had. And Reb Chiya told her, "L'chi zaki b'makchech, it's okay, you can marry this person." And says the Gemara, this is the postscript to the story. Oisa matzois she'etzilei be'isa, those beds that she had spread out for him, where this man was going to be with this woman, Be'isser, Atzila Beheter, they ended up getting married, they were husband and wife, and it ended up being Beheter. Says the Gemara, Zed Matan Schar Be'ilamazah. So you want to know the schar for the mitzvah of tzitzis? This is it right here. Now, Pasha, what would you say? What's the Matan Schar? The fact that he was saved from the Aveira, and I guess he found the Shidduch through this, but Rashi says, no, he ended up getting these beds, there was money involved here as well. I had a little bit of a Shver Rashi, but either way, Zed Matan Schar Be'ilamazah. Ula. But as it relates to Olam Haba, any idea, kama, this is already a bechina of Ayin Leirasa, Elekim Zulasecha Excel. So this Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. That you see in this Gemara that tzitzis has a koyach to be a shomer. And this person was about to do an Avera. The Avera was the Avera of Arayos. And he saw his Dalet tzitzis, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. And the Dalet tzitzis and his, he saw these were going to be four witnesses that would one day testify and prosecute him in court. He got this unbelievable Osiris of Tshuva. It saves him from doing an Avera. The Keren Iris says that it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the tzitzis had an ability to save this person from doing an avera of arayas. And really, it's a pasuk in the Torah. And really, what the Keren Iris says very, very briefly, the Sephorna already speaks out in Parashat Shlach. And that is, we say it every day. We're very familiar with these psukim. The idea of tzitzis is v'hoyu lachem letzitzis uri'isem oisoi uschartem es kol mitzvay sashem v'asisem oisem v'loisa sura achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem asher atem zoyne macharei. Now, what's Pashup Shad in this pasuk? Pashup Shad is the Torah is saying there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. By the way, Uri Isa Moisoy, Uschaitem is called mitzvah Hashem Vasisa Moisoy. By seeing tzitzis, you can remember Hashem. Comma or period, and then the Torah says v'loisa suri achri levavchem v'achri enechem. Right. So, what's the makar in the Torah? And I'll look at things that are inappropriate. V'loisa suri achri enechem. How do you know you're not allowed to think certain inappropriate thoughts? A minus and apikar. V'loisa suri achri levavchem. It's a levavchem. It's a loisa say. So the pasuk is saying two things. Number one, there's tzitzis which can bring a person to his chartem as komitz Hashem, and then there's another idea that's being expressed in this pasuk. V'loisa suri achri levavchem v'achri enechem. But says the Keraneru Bekitzer, and the Sephorna says it very, very beautifully. He says that no, the way he's supposed to read the pasuk is that if a person's going to keep the mitzvah of tzitzis, uri yisem oisa uschartem es kol mitzvah Hashem vasisem oisa. And not just that, there's an added benefit of wearing tzitzis. There's an added school in the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that is uschart v'loisa sura achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem. If you're going to wear tzitzis, that's going to protect you. It's going to be a shmira for v'loisa sura achrei enechem. So v'loisa sura achrei enechem is a loisa say, but it's also a haftacha. It's also a shmira. It's all behemshach. Uriyisa moisa yuschaitem as kol mitzvah it's Hashem v'asisa moisa. Number one. And number two, additionally, a benefit of seeing the tzitzis is uriyisa moisa v'loy sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem. Listen to l'shoyni ha'azov of the Sephorna. It's good to hear it. Uriyisa moisa yuschaitem as kol mitzvah Hashem. Tiskuru says this morning, you're going to remember, sha'atem avodim lokel yisbarach. You're going to remember your avodim. That's the Tosfos that we spoke at in the beginning of the daf. The mashal of the chaysim shel tit and the chaysim shel zav. Because when we wear tzitzis, that's the equivalent thereof of the slaves that were branded once upon a time. V'shekibaltem etzvoysa ba'olo b'shvua. V'zeh b'roysam ha-tzitzis shu k'chaysam ha-melech ba'avodav. Mamsh Tosfos. Menachis mem gimel amidei is reading from the Sfarna. U'bezeh tachtelu. By doing that, you're not going to follow your leib. By keeping the mitzvah of tzitzit, you'll be protected from following your eyes. You know, it's interesting that Ben Ezra says that we know there's a certain hiddur that we take upon as far as the mitzvah of tzitzit goes once we get married. So a bacha doesn't wear a talis, and your gemara wears a talis. Number one. Number two, when do you wear a talis? You only wear a talis during davening. The Ebn Ezra says something very interesting. It's right in the beginning of the parasha of tzitzis, there in parasha Shlach. Says the Ebn Ezra, v'amispalalim b'talis b'shas ha-tfilo. People that wear a talis b'shas ha-tfilo, Yasu said, why do they do it? Why do we wear a talis during davening? Talis tefillin, what does it have to do with davening? So Ebn Ezra is addressing that question. Like, what does it have to do specifically with that? Well, it's not part of davening, part of tefillah. What does it have to do with tefillah? So it says, Ebn Ezra, Yasu zeh b'avur sheyikru b'kriyashma. You know why? It's a din in kriyashma. It's not a din in tefillah. And in kriyashma, you read the parasha of tzitzis, parasha shlach, v'ayu lechem letzitzis, v'asu lehem tzitzis. So it's for that reason, we're going to be mahadar in tzitzis. You're not going to do it the whole day. So you're finding a time to do it when you're reading the parasha of tzitzis. So it says the Ebn Ezra that the reason we do it, says Devin Ezra. But he says, if I would have a vote, if you would ask me, I would have thought differently. It would have been much more appropriate to wear the talis, not when you're davening, but when you're not davening. Because the whole purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis is uschar tam eskol mitzvah Hashem. It's v'lo yisosur achri levavka v'achri yineichem. Ki b'shas ha-tfilo, says Devin Ezra, when a person's davening, what aveiro is he doing already? So when you're doing it, when you're davening, you're protected. You anyways know you're standing in front of the king. You don't need the tzitzis to remind you. Zokta Ebn Ezra, if you would ask me, I think it'd be more appropriate to wear your talis when you find yourself in a situation that you need the shmira, not b'shas tefila when you need the shmira least. That's the ha'ara of the Ebn Ezra right at the beginning of the parasha of tzitzis at the end of parasha shlach. But either way, that's the idea. The idea is that tzitzis is a shmira. That's this gemara, this festa story over here, Menachas but it seems to be linked directly to Arayis, and the idea is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Arisa ma'isei v'lo yisosuru achreinechem." But just one final aura, and that is, the Gemara said, "Tanya ha'ira me'ir oimer," that why tcheles versus all the other colors in the world? Because tcheles is doima liyam, the yam is doima to the rakia, and the rakia is doima to the kisei akovitz. I was thinking along this theme. You know, if a person would look up, and you would see the Kisei HaKavod. If you had the vision to see the Kisei HaKavod, what would you see? You'd see the Dmus Diyuknoi of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal say Dmus Diyuknoi of Yaakov Avinu is Chakuk Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Right? Yaakov is the Bechira of us. It's not Avram. It's not Yitzchak. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not David HaMelech. It's not Yosef HaTzadik. It's not the Ishpizin. It's Yaakov Avinu. The Dmus, the Tzura of Yaakov Avinu is engraved. It's etched into the Kisei HaKavod. So I was thinking that we know Chazal say that Yosef HaTzadik was about to do the Aver with Eishes Paitifar. And what happened? He saw the most Yuknoi Shalavir. Say, Kumi, what was the vote? What happened? So he saw Yaakov Avinu. He saw Yaakov Avinu, his father, the Tzadik. He was embarrassed, and that was what got him to it. The truth is that Rechaim HaKadosh says, he brings in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, and then right away, what does the Torah say? Ish imoy v'aviv tiro. And he brings from the Chachmei HaEmes, that the Chachmei HaEmes said that if a person ever finds himself in a situation where he's very, very tempted to do an Avera, specifically the Avera of Arayis, he should try to be Metzayer. He should try to picture his father, because there's a special school of food, the most Yuknei Shalavim. It wasn't a din in Yaakov Avinu, it wasn't a din in Yosef HaTzadik and his father, but every single person, if he pictures his father, it's a Shmira Nifla, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. He's quoting the Chachmei, V'shamati M'shem Anshei Emes, Ki Diyukan Ha'av Tagbir Koyach HaKdusha Baben, V'timno'eyu Miboya Latiyuv, V'hu Amroi Samach L'mitzvah Sa'arayis, Ish Imoy V'aviv Tiro, V'lozeh Mishet Tokfa Yitzro Yitzar Ben pain of Yoldov via Lameshiv Nefesh. Pardon the flaw. Our Chaim HaKadosh is beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. But I was thinking, could be there's an ad in the Kuda over here. It's the Mustiukne Shal Yaakov Avinu. Because Tchelis is Daim Yam, Yam is Daim Rekia, the Rekia is Daim to the Kisei HaKovid. And the Kisei HaKovid had the Mustiukne Shal Yaakov Avinu. And you see that Tzitzis had a special Koyach of Elois Yisur Achrei Nechem. That's the Gemara with this Talmud Echad with the Tzitzis. So you see that Tchelis specifically and the Tzitzis have an ability to protect a person from Arias. Yitzhak the Tzaddik is about to do the Avera. He had the Shmira of the Mustiukne Shalaviv, which is also the Shmira of the Tchelis. It's the Shmira of Tchelis Daim Leyam, Yam Daim Lurkia, Rikia Daim Lakisi Akovid. Thus, Yitzhak the Tzaddik was protected from that unbelievable Avera. Either way, Zokta Gemara, another classic. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Talis Shaula, Abaru Talis, Kol Shleisham Yayim Pturman Atzitzis. So, for 30 days, you parted from Tzitzis. Become the Elach, but if you borrow for more than 30 days, beyond 30 days, you're already. If somebody lives in a pundiki, like in a hotel, Eretz Yisrael, or the Haseicher Bayis Bechutzlaritz, if somebody rents a house in Chutzlaritz, it's called Shleishin Yay Potman Amazuzah. For 30 days, it's Potman Amazuzah. Become the Elach. Aval Haseicher Bayis Eretz Yisrael. If somebody rents a house in Eretz Yisrael, Oysen Mezuzah La'alter Mishum Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. So everyone knows that a Seicher doesn't have to put on a Mezuzah for 30 days. It's only a Seicher. It's if you own a house, obviously you have to put on a mezuzah right away. But if you rent a house, so you have 30 days before you have to put on a mezuzah. Some people, like katchila, don't put up a mezuzah for 30 days. We spoke out raid about this once. I think it was in Masechet Avodah Zarah from Rabarin, a story with the Divrei Yoel. I think we have a raid bite about this, so maybe we'll have to dig that up. But the income of koimoi. But the bottom line is that there's an idea that a seicher bayis for 30 days does not have to put on a mezuzah. But what's interesting is when not everybody knows, it's only a chutzlaritz, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's only a seicher bayis b'chutzlaritz. In Eretz Yisrael, you do. And the reason is Mishum Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, what's the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Yishuv is, number one, if you know that once you put up a mezuzah, you can't take the mezuzah out. So if you can't take off the mezuzah, so people aren't going to be so inclined to leave the mezuzah behind. And it, the point is that needing the mezuzah to be affixed to the wall is going to almost force you into higher rent getting tenants that are Yidden, and it's going to promote Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is a good thing. First, Berakah Masechtas Gittin, right? You can write a shtar even on the certain things that the Chachamim will matter on. Mishum Shvus, certain Shvus and Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is another example. The Chachamim made a takano Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Either way, the Mishnah said Tefilah Shel Yad Eidem Akeves. You have a Tefilah Shel Yad, you have a Tefilah Shel Reish, and the two are not ma'akev each other. Amar Rav Chisda Lo Yishanu Ela Sheyesh Loi. This is only true if he has the Shel Yad and the Shel Reish, then they're not ma'akev. Aval if he doesn't have the shayad and the shalroish, then it's ma'akev. As if to say, kol aroy labila in bila ma'akevus boy. The kol she'ein roy labila, then bila is going to be ma'akevus boy. Says the Gemara, Omar, Rav Amr, Amrulai, Amrit. So the Talmidim told Rav Chizda, did you really say that? Amrulai. No, meaning I said it, but I'm being chayzer. Why? Why was he being chayzer? Because Elamand the Leslie Trey mitzvahs chay mitzvah namad b'David. They're two different mitzvahs. I mean that the two different mitzvahs is no reason that you should say it. Because I can't be mekayimet perfectly. I don't have the shalyan and the shalroish. So mela, I'm not going to even do one. Umikar myself. What was this havamina? This havamina was gzeres shem yifsha. He was afraid that if you can tell a person that one is okay, then you know maybe a person will only buy the shalyan. He thinks I'm putting on tefillin. I'm not like it's not like I'm not putting on tefillin. So like this, he thought the katchila better tell somebody that either you put on none or you put on both, but then he realized that it's a tais, so he backtracked. Amar Rav Sheish is kosher. If somebody doesn't put on tefillin, over b'shmoyna aseh, he's over eight aseis. So there's no eight aseis. There's four parshiyos of tefillin in the Torah. What's the cheshbon of eight? You have the four parshiyos of the shalyad, the four parshiyos of the shalroish. We're using the word aseis loosely. Point is, it's eight aseis based on the eight parshiyos. Kol shelo tzitzis b'big, there's someone that doesn't have tzitzis b'big day over b'chamisha aseh. He's over on, what's the five aseis? So, v'asu lehem tzitzis. V'nosnu al tzitzis akon apsil techeles. V'hoyo lechem letzitzis is the third one. Uri isa moisa is the fourth one. Then you have gedilim tassel chal arba kamfis ksuscha. You have the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. That counts as the fifth one. V'chol koin she'in oil leduchan. Any coin that's not oil leduchan, over b'shloisha aseh. He's over three aseh. Kaisav Archas B'nai Yisrael is one. Amor Lahem is two. Vesamu Shmei B'nai Yisrael V'ani Avarchim is number three. Kol She'en L'Mezuzah V'Pizchei Over B'Shtei Aseh. There the Gemara explains Uchsavtam and the two parashis of Kriyishma respectively. Those are your two tzivuyim for the mitzvah. Amor Yishlokish Komeniach Tefillin. Someone that puts on Tefillin Marech Yom V'Shonim. Right? He has L'Bizaycha Tarichas Yonim. She'nemar Hashem Aleim Yichyu U'lochol Bohen Chayei Ruchi V'Tachlimeini V'Hachayeni. So it's a pasuk in Yeshaya that seems to suggest that if it's Hashem Aleikeim Yichyu, if you're going to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu on you, Aleim, then you're going to be Zoichet to Yichyu, you'll be Zoichet to Chayei Ruchi, you're going to have Arichas Yomim Excel. We now return to our regular program, which is Menachas. Sok the Heilige Mishnah, Hasilis VeHashemen, Ein Ma'akvin. Es hayayin, v'loy hayayin, ma'akva. So again, we're learning Masechtas Menachas, which deals, of course, with Menachas. And one of the Menachas was the Minchas Nesachim, which was a mincha that came along with certain karbanos. So, for example, the karban oyla was an oyla. It was a zevach. It's a Masechtas Zvachim digger karban, but it had a mincha component, and which was called the Minchas Nesachim. And the reason it was called Minchas Nesachim is because the mincha had a mincha part and Nesachim, which is the yayin, the nischa yayin that went on the mizbech. There were two types of Nesachim that went on the mizbech: yayin, which went on the mizbech every day, and mayim, nischa mayim, which was only done on Sukkot. But the point is that you had the Minchas Nesachim because there's a mincha which is soilus and shemen, and then there's the yayin which is the Nesachim part. Says the Mishnah, the soilus and the shemen of the minchas nesachim is not ma'akiv the yayin, and the yayin of the minchas nesachim is not ma'akiv the soilus and the shemen. So let's say I only have soilus shemen, I have yayin, or I only have yayin and I have soilus and shemen. Should I say, okay, I can't bring the minchas nesachim, so I'm just not going to bring it at all? The answer is no. They're not ma'akiv each other. You do the best you can do. Hamatonish al mizbech achitzoin ein ma'akva zuzu. So we jump right back into kachim and says Rashi kigoyin. For example, any carbon that has a din where you have to do more than one zrika on the mizbech. Rashi's example is the chatos, where the halacha is, we pass like Beis Hillel, that the chatos that was put on the Mizbech HaKitzon, only one of the dolls because was ma'akev, Bishami holds two were ma'akev, the ones in the Mizbech HaPrimi all were ma'akev, but on the Mizbech HaKitzon, according to Beis Hillel, it's only one, so the halacha is, Ha'ein ma'ak v'zu azu, meaning as long as you do one, that's fine. Then not ma'ak, you do as many as you can do. They're not ma'ak of each other. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Pasig, U'minchasam v'niskeya. And we learn from there, Haba mincha, v'achakach, Hava Nesachim. So when the Minchas Nesachim is being brought, first you should bring the Mincha part, then you should bring the Yayin part. And it's learned out from U'minchasam v'niskeyem. The Minchasam is the Mincha part of the Minchas Nesachim. Niskeyem would be the Nesachim part of the Minchas Nesachim. So you see, Mincha comes before Nesachim. Rabbi says, it says Zevach u'Nesachim. And Zevach u'Nesachim would seem to suggest Hava Zevach. Just the opposite. Right after the Zevach, right after the Oila, for example, is brought, you should bring the Nesachim. So in other words, it's first the Nesachim and then the Mincha. Machloik is Rebbe and the Chacham. Fake the Gemara, Rebbe Nami, Yoksev, Menchasim, and Eskeim. Doesn't it say Menchasim, and Eskeim? Humi Bailei, the Menchasim, and Eskeim. Balailo, Menchasim, and Eskeim. Afilu Mach. We've had this Rosh many times already, that the Nesachim didn't have to be brought together with the Karban. You were able to bring it Balailo, even though Karbanis usually can't be brought Balailo. You're able to bring it Lamachar, even though usually Karbanis, you'd think, nicer, and they would have to be brought the same day, but when it came to the Mincha Nesachim, it didn't have to be brought. Meaning, Rebbe is going to learn from Minchasav and Eskeim the drasha that Chazal bring throughout Kachin. Minchasav and Eskeim Balayla, Minchasav and Eskeim Afilu Macher. Thus, he can't learn from there the Seder, first Mincha, then Nesachim. The obvious Pshat Kash in the Gemara is why can't you learn both? Minchasav and Eskeim, the drasha teaches me even Balayla, even Lamacher. But at the same time, the order is Minchasav and Eskeim. It's not Neskeim or Minchasav. So why can't you say that the Pasik teaches me Balailo Lamachar, but the order of the Pasuk teaches me first Minchon and then Nesachim. So in Pashup Shana and the Gemara, it would seem that the only basis to be able to darshan the Seder is if the Pasuk is extra. So if Minchasim in this game is extra, then I could say it's coming to teach me the Seder. Otherwise, you can't learn anything from the Seder. It's only if the Pasuk is extra that I can learn something from the Seder. So Tain is the Gemara, the Pasuk is not extra. Because I need it for a Minchasim in this game, Balailo Minchasim in this game, Lamachar. If the Pasuk is not extra, I can't learn anything from it. says the Gemara of Rabbanon Ami, the Rabbanon that say first the Mincha, then the Nesachim, Aksiv Zevach Nesachim, which sounds like Zevach Nesachim, and then only afterwards the Mincha. Omi Bayale, look at the Ziri. The Amaziri, Ein Nesachim is Katshin, Ela Beshkitas HaZevach. The Nesachim got their Kedusha, Dafka Beshkitas HaZevach, whatever the ramifications are. But the point is, again, it's not an extra pasuk, because I need that pasuk to teach me something. Once it's not an extra pasuk, I can't learn anything from the Seder in the pasuk. Faith Gemara, Rabbi Nami, Mi Bayale, look at the Ziri. Doesn't Rebbe need Zairi's Joshua, and don't the Rabbanon need Rebbe's Joshua? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela haynu tamayu the Rabbanon, because the Pasuk says, Oilo mincha, the Pasuk in its entirety, is Ela mayade Hashem, Hashem tikru oysa mekroi kodesh. This is the other Ela mayade. Lahakriv isha l'Hashem, Oilo mincha, zevach unesachin faryayim b'yayimai. Right? So the Pasuk over there starts with Ela mayade Hashem, like you're making kiddush, and then it says, Oilo mincha, zevach unesachin faryayim b'yayimai. So I mean that it says, Oila, and then it says Mincha. So you see that the Mincha part of the Mincha Sasachim comes right after the Oila. V'Rebbe Nami Yoktiv Oila Mincha. So the Gemara says, I hear. When it comes to a Mincha Sasachim that's coming together with a Zevach, there's no machloikis. Everybody agrees first the Mincha and then the Nasachim. Why Doktiv Oila Mincha? First Oila, then Mincha. Keep Lingi. The machloikis was Bebam Bifnei Atzma. In the case we had a Mincha Sasachim that wasn't coming with a Zevach. So it has nothing to do with Oila Umincha. Oila Mincha is when there's an Oila and a Mincha, so it's Oila Mincha, and then afterwards Nesachim. But what if I'm bringing a Minchas Nesachim that's not together with a carbon? It's a Minchas Nesachim. The Soilus, the Shemen, maybe Levina, and you have the Nischei Ayayin. But there's no Oila components. I can't learn it directly from Oila Mincha. So the question is, do you say that just like the Minchas Nesachim, when it comes with the Oila, it's Oila Mincha, meaning first Mincha, then Nesachim, so too when the Minchas Nesachim doesn't come with an Oila, it's going to be first the Mincha, then the Nesachim. Or maybe no, maybe if there's no Oila, it's going to be different, says the Gemara. That is the machlokes rabbanon. Sabi the rabbanon hold mid the ban imaz zevach mincha vachach nesachim. Being that the mincha nesachim that comes with the zevach is first the mincha then the nesachim. Bifnei yatzman ami mincha vachach nesachim. When it comes by itself, it's the same way. For Rebbe says no. Hasam udaidi the aschav achila gamal olachil. When you have a mincha that's ban mazevach, so the oila, for example, is achilas mizbeach. So you once. You're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat, so to speak. You're in Achila, so let's finish the Achila. What's the next Mincha, which is also Achila? It's afterwards. You bring the Nischayayin, which is the Shtia, Avo Bifnei Atzman. But if you're bringing a Mincha Sasachim by itself, so you don't have the Svara that you already did Achila. What was the Achila? This is the, you're starting the carbon with the mincha. It's not like you brought an oila which was already achilas mizbeach. So within the nesachim adifi, it makes sense first to do the nesachim. Hayol the misamra shira alayim, because the nesachim has a chashivos over the mincha. The chashivos is that it's misamra shira alayim. You sing shira, ein adam shar shira, elimi teich simcha, and that's why the shira was dafka with yayin, because yayin brings lidei simcha, right? That's why there was the nisuch ha. Yayin, regardless, Zokti Gemara, Hamatana Shalom Mizbech. I was about to digress. Hamatana Shalom Mizbech, Achitzen, Ema Akvizuzuz. The Mishnah says that the Matana Shalom Mizbech, Achitzen, and Nama Akivisha, the Tana Rabbanim, and the Cholin, the Tana Mizbech, Achitzen, and Tana Achash Akiper. How do you know that all Karbanis that have a din to go on the Mizbech, Achitzen, that you don't have to do all the Matanois, but one Matanois could be enough? So again, the Matanois that went on the Mizbech, Apnimi, were all Ma'akiv. So the Dalit of the Chatas Pnimi, and then the additional seven that always went on the Kapayres, or the Mem Gimel, or Mem Zayin, or Mem Ches, depending on all the Shittas in the Gemara, of the Hazoyas that were done on Yom Kippur, all those Hazoyas were Ma'akiv. There's halachas that every single Hazoya was Ma'akiv. But the ones that went on the Mizbech HaChitzon, all you had to do was one. So it didn't matter if it was an Oilo, it was an Asham, or a Shlomim. Certain Karbanos only had one Zerika, but there was always a halacha that Bidiyevet, one was good. The exception of Beis Shammai, who holds in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, of Mesech Tezvachim, Shittas Beis Shammai is that even on the Mizbech HaChitzon, two were Ma'akiv. But we pass like Bissol, of course, where on the Mizbech HaChitzon, only one is Ma'akiv. What's the Makar? So the Gemara brings very, very Bekitzer, but it discusses in rather great detail with Cheshbainis and Drashas and Limudim and Emeno Inyans, Teneo Inyans, and the whole nine yards in Mesech Tezvachim, and that is a one line answer. Shenemar V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech Al Mizbach Hashem Elikecha, Dam Zvachecha. Yishafech, it's a Lashon Yachid, that would seem to suggest that even though there's so many psukim that say saviv, and you have all the limudim, that you had to do many zrikas, but b'di yeved, one is enough.